Okay, so today is Daf Lamed Gimel. I'd like to learn today's Daf L'Zeich Hanishmas, my great-grandfather. You see in the picture over there below the portrait, that's my great-grandfather, Shmuel ben Harav David, who was killed, Kiddush Hashem, on Erev Pesach, I believe 1941, in the town of Krynki, Poland. Okay, so we are by the two dots at the bottom of Lamed Beis Amed Beis, by the words Ba'avon. So we're continuing now discussing, the Bryce is continuing its theme about discussing, listing various punishments for different Averos. As Menachem pointed out, it's pretty difficult. So Ba'avon Gezel, right, for the sin of robbery, Hagovai Ola, we get locusts, right? V'Hara'av Hove, and then because of the locusts, you have famine. U'bnei Adam Ochlin Basar B'nei U'b'Oseim. And to have such a terrible famine that people start eating the flesh of their own sons and daughters. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says. Okay, so this Pasuk is, you have to jump around a little bit. I think this Pasuk is in Malachi. No, this Pasuk is in Amos. So Pasuk in Amos says, Shemu devar hazeh paros habashan. Hear this thing, you cows of the Bashan. Cows mean fat people who are, not, you know, they're just enjoying themselves. Cows of Bashan, asher bahar Shomron, who dwell in the mountains of Shomron, which is interesting because Bashan is not by Shomron. Okay, haoskos dalim, you will press the poor, harotisos evyonim, and you crush the needy. So these are people, these are pretty bad people. So Amar Rava, who's this referring to? Hani nashed mechusa. This pasuk teaches us about the women of mechusa, the achlan the lo avdan. Because what they do is they eat a lot. They go out to eat a lot, but they don't work. They have no job. So we're talking about, I guess, the aristocracy of the wives of the aristocracy, with that they're very materialist, very materialist, and they just go work and they just eat and they don't work. And then the brisa continues uksiv. And the people it says he kasi eschem b'shidafon v'yirakon. So I've struck them with winds and with mildew, I guess. Harbos ganosechem v'charmechem, your gardens and your vineyards uteinechem and your fig trees v'zeisechem your olive trees. Yochel hagazam will be devoured by the gazam. Right, the gazam, I think it means some sort of locust. Uksiv, and it's written yeser hagazam achala arbe. That's what the gazam left over the arbe are going to eat. The yesa arbe, there's I guess different types of locusts. The yesa arbe achal hayelik, and that which the arbe didn't eat, the yelik are going to eat. The hayelik achal chasil, and that which the yelik leaves over, the chasil is going to eat. Uksiv, and it's written elsewhere. And this is in Yeshaya. Vayigzor al yomin v'ra'ev. So he grabs, I guess, those on the right side, he grabs those who are hungry. V'yochel al smol v'lo seveyu, and then they eat on the left, and you're still not satisfied. Each basar zero yochelu. Each one of them eats the flesh of his arm. Right? Al tikri basar zero o, his arm. El basar zaro, he eats the flesh of his children. So I'm not sure where that comes to talk about gezel, but that's the part that I missed. But, Rashi explains that the achlam below avadam, that's where the gezel is. The gezel is on the women. It says v'tap Rashi v'nimsa shegozlos as balei, and these women who just go out and eat all the time and they don't work, they're stealing the money of their husbands. Mati, don't laugh. They're stealing the money of their husbands. V'od mitoch she milom dos b'machal mishte gormos lebalim migzol, because they're in such a society that requires them, or they feel required that they have to keep up with everybody else. In order to keep up, they cause their husbands to steal in order to keep up. So that's the theft, and there it says that you're going to get the locusts. Ba'avon inoy hadin. Now for inoy hadin seems to be delaying judgment, delaying the din. He's supposed to give the din right away. The ivyus hadin. Ivyus hadin means crooked, so maybe it's perverting judgment. The kilkul hadin. And kilkul din, I guess, I'm not sure what the difference between kilkul, evil, so kilkul, messing up the din. I don't know. Maybe one is just not. Rashi says that the difference is, he says, inoy hadin, shema achron hadayon ladon of loshim shemaim el achar shahuvr ladavr lehemadim mashin. So they delay it, right? Avasadid shema avsin osun mezid, and they do it purposely. And kilkul din is shalohu musunibo. They don't pay enough attention to it. So that's the difference between the three. Before you do those three things, and bitl Torah when it comes to, and if you mevatel Torah, cherev uviza rabba. The sword, meaning I guess people come to invade, and biza is plundering. You know, that increases. V'dever u'batzores ba, so you have the animals die, and you have, again, you have famine. U'bnei adam ochlem ein osveim, people eat and not be satisfied. The ochlem lachlam mishkal, and they eat their bread, they have to eat their bread by weight, which means they have to ration their food. Tiksiv. How do we know that? It says, the pasuk says, Vavesi Alechem Cherev Nokemes Nikam. Right? So this pasuk is in, this is in the Tochacha. Right? It says, I'll bring upon you the Cherev, I'll bring upon you a sword, right? That avenges the covenant, avenges the Nokem Bris, the Ein Bris El Torah. And the Bris is the Torah. So you get the swords in the come because if you don't keep the Torah. Shanemar im lo barisi yom avalayla. Because if my covenant is yom avalayla, and it's the gisa yom avalayla, so bris is Torah. So now we see here that the cheres will come if you don't keep the bris of Torah. And then it says, uksiv bishivrei lechem, mate lechem, v'afu eser nashim. I'm just going to read the translation. When I break for you the staff of bread, 10 women will bake your bread in one oven, basically. Uksiv, and that's why it says, yan uviyan b'mishtei b'astu, because they revolted, or they went against my mishpatim. And when you say my mishpatim, doesn't necessarily mean my rules, but mishpat means the mishpat, my judgments. So they perverted justice, they also get the cherer. So this pasuk says you get the cherer because of you violated the bris, and because of the you violated the mishpat. And that's what it says, you get the cherer because of the inoy adin and because of the bitl Torah. Then the brisa continues, ba'avon shvu ashav. For, now you have shvur shav and shvur sheker. So shvur shav are just ridiculous oaths. Like, I swear that we're learning Gemara right now. That's pointless. We know that. That's a shvur shav. And shvur sheker is false, right? You lie. So for shvur shav and shvur sheker and chil Hashem, v'chil Shabbos, for those things, chayi rabba rava, so the beasts increase, u'behema kala, because of their attacks, your cattle, I guess, are eaten. Ubnei Adam mis ma'atin. The human population decreases, either because of the beast or because you have no food. V'ha'derachim mishtomim. And everything becomes deserted. People don't go out on the streets. How do we know that? So again, quite a quote from the, I think it's the Tochacha, right? This is Pasuk Perchavav, Pasuk of Gimel in Vayikra. Pasuk says, V'im ba'ele lo tivasru li. So if it basically literally means, if despite all this that happens, you're not going to take the Musar, I'll decree be'ele, which maybe be'ele means these, but really be'Allah. And Allah means a shvua, is an oath, right? So how do we know we get this punishment? So ksiv, and then the pasuk that goes right away, it says, v'shlachti bochem es chayas ha'sadeh, sent to you, the wild beast into the field. So now you see that you have the problem of false shvua shav, shav, you get these, you get the chayas ros. Now we have to pull it to shvur sheker and to the other things. Uksiv b'shvur sheker, and it says b'shvur sheker, v'lo shavu b'shmi l'sheker, you cannot swear falsely my name, v'chilalta shem elokecha, and there you're going to desecrate my name. Right, so that's shvur sheker, v'chil Hashem ksiv, and by chil Hashem it says, v'lo sechalu Hashem kodshi, and chil Shabbos it says, v'chalel mos yumas, v'yoliv chilu chilu m'shvur sheker. So all the chiluls come out from shvur sheker, just like shvur sheker, you do shvur sheker, you're going to get all the chayos rose, so to everything else, there's chilul, which is chilul Hashem and chilul Shabbos, you're gonna get this punishment. Brisa continues, but avon shvichos damim, because of the sin of murder, beis hamikdash chara, the temple, the beis hamikdash was destroyed. Ushchina mistalekas Yisrael, Hashkadosh Baruch Hu's presence, I guess, leaves Bnei Yisrael. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, I think this is referring to murder, right? This is a pasuk in Bamidbar. It says Shneimar v'lo sachnifu, right? V'lo titame et ha'aretz asher tem yoshim ba asher ani shochein besocha, that you should not bring guilt upon the land because of the blood that you'll spill. And then it says ha asher ani shochein ba ha atem etamim oso. The implication means that if you do contaminate the land with the murder, then ain chem yoshim ba, then you're not going to be here. You're going to be kicked out. The ani shochein besocha. Now Hashem says it's the negative. Hashem says don't do this in order to allow me to live in the land, to be with you in the land. And if you do this, that means I'm going to kick you out. Okay, ba'avon gilu arayos. Now for the avera of forbidden sexual relations, gilu arayos, avos kachavim. Here, since we did murder, so now we got to do the other two of the big three. But it's funny, they put with a gilu arayos and avodah zarah is hashmata shmita v'yovlos. If people don't observe shmita, they don't observe yovel. Galus bala olam. Then we're going to exile comes to the world. Umegalin osun. What the people who come in, they exile the people of the land, and they place other people in your stead. Right. So how do we know that? Shneimar, because the pasuk says, right, this pasuk again in Vayikra, this in Yudches, the pasuk says, "Ki es kol ha-toivos ha-kel asu anshei aretz, because the people lived in the land. They did all these disgusting things, and the land became tameh. Pasuk says, right where it says, "Vatitma aretz vafkodav anaaleh." The land became contaminated, and I guess it kicked everybody out. And therefore, the land will not kick you out. Meaning, if you do this, the land will kick you out. So that's how we learn it by avodah zara. Then it says by that's where it says by gilui arayos. And by avodas chachavim k'siv, the avodas zara, it says v'nasati es pigrechem. I'll throw your carcasses. Your pigra says, it says, I'll throw the carcasses upon your idols. Uksiv hashimosi es mikdashechem, and I'll destroy all your holy places. The eschem and you es zare bagoyim. I'll scatter among all the other peoples. That means gilui arayos. You're gonna get galus. And then it says by Shmita and Yovos, it says, "As tirtze aretz hashem shoseh kol hashema." It says, "Then the land will be happy, right? When it kicks you out, vatembe eretz ovechem, while you're in the land of your enemies, uksiv kol yemei hashema tishbos." Basically, you can get kicked out if you don't keep the Shmita and Yovos, you're going to get kicked out. So when you're not there, the land will make it up and it'll lay fallow to make up for all the time that you didn't let the land lay fallow during the Shmita and the Yovos. Right? These happen to be, I mean, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shefichas Damim, you know, these are pretty big veiros. Putting Shemitah and Yovos on the same, on par with those, means it's a pretty serious idea. Okay, the Brisa then continues, Ba'avon Nivlos Peh, right, for speaking obscenely. You know, Tzaros Rabos Ugzeros Kashos Mischachos. So you're going to get, so terrible things and bad decrees are going to mischachos, I guess come about, right? Ubachure sone Yisrael mesim, and young men of the enemies of Israel, but enemies of Israel is a euphemism. It actually means Jewish young men. Ubachure sone Yisrael mesim, yisomim va'almanot soakim ve'enam ne'nonim. The orphans and the widows cry, but they're not going to be answered. So this is for Nivlos Peh. A lot of bad stuff happens. Shenei Amar, the pasuk says, Al Kain. Therefore, al bachurav lo yismach Hashem. Right, the young people will not rejoice. Ves yisoma ves amonosav lo yirachem. Hashem won't have mercy on his orphans or his widows. Ki chulu chanafu mireya, because they're all mireya, evildoers. I think chanef means hypocrites, right? V'chol peh dover nevola, and every mouth that speaks disgusting or speaks obscenely. B'chol zot lo shava po. Despite all this, and they're crying out, he will not turn away. V'od yado netuya, and his hand is still, you know, stretched out. Right, throwing it to you. Uma va'od yado netuya. And what does it mean that his hand is still stretched out? Amar Rava Chanan bar Rava. Hakol yodin kala laman nechasad chuppah. Everyone knows what the reason why a kala. What's going to happen that night when the kala enters into the chuppah? Al kol haminab al pi. But everyone who perverts his speech and actually expresses the idea and says what's going to happen. Afilu chosmal af zardin shal shivim shon al tova hokum l'ra. Even if he had prior to that a zardin that he's going to have 70 years of good, if he messes up with his nivul peh, then everything's going to be flipped and it's going to be for evil. So the pasuk says that they got punished for peh dover nevala, for the mouth that speaks, you know, disgusting language, and the od yodom netuya comes to include the person who says what's going to happen to the kala that night. Even if he had good takanas, it's going to be flipped into evil. Okay, Amar Rava bar Shila, Amar Chizda. So we're out of the brisa now, and now we're just going to cite some views of the Amorayim. Amar Rava bar Shila, Amar Chizda. Kol hamenabel es piv, anyone who speaks disgustingly, ma'amkim lo gehenim. I guess hell is deepened for him. It's made even deeper for him. Gehenim opens up deeper. Shnei Mar, the pasuk says in Mishlei, right? Shucha amuka pizaros, right? A deep pit, a shucha amuka, a deep pit is open for the pizaros, for the mouth of speaking bad. Right, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar, he says, "Af shomei v'shosik." The punishment is not only for the ones who actually speak the nivul peh. The punishment is actually for the ones who hear the nivul peh and they don't and they stay silent and they don't protest. And probably punch of WhatsApp groups. I should leave them because of this. Right. Shnei Amar. The pasuk says, "Zeum Hashem yipol sham." Right. The one who I guess hates Hashem, he'll also fall in there. I guess that somebody who's nearby, it's a continuation of the pasuk, I think. So he says that if you're nearby, it shows that you hate Hashem, you're going to fall into that pit as well. Amar Rav Oshi. Sorry? Zi'um. Right? Amar Rav Oshia. Right? The Shva is very important sometimes. Amar Rav Oshia. Kol hamimareik atzmo la'aveira. So I guess anyone who mimareik seems to, you know, mimareik, then you do with the blood, right? Then you do this twist. I don't know, mimareik, I thought meant to like to. It's to keep the blood from congealing. That's what they would do in the Beis Hamidrash. But I think it says here it means somebody who clears his schedule to go ahead and to do averos, right? Chaburos u'pitzoyim yotzim bo. He's going to find all these bodily wounds on his body. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, chaburos petza tamruk bira. Right, so you can get these injuries and these wounds are somebody who, right, tamruk bira, someone who goes after evil. Velo od elosh nidon behydrokon. Not only that, he also gets punished with a disease called hydrokon. And he quotes the Aruch here that says that hydrokon is some place where it's like a swelling of the stomach. Okay? He quotes here, and the article says it's idropicus, or dropsy, a disease characterized by the swelling of tissue throughout the body, as well as a swelling of various body. Not good stuff. Right? You get hydrokon, shenemar, because it says later on the pasuk, umakot chadri betchen. You'll get these diseases in the inner parts of the stomach. Okay? Amar Rav Nachum Amar Yitzhak, simon la'aveira hydrokon. If you get hydrokon, that shows that someone did averos. So Tana Rabbanon, the Rabbanon said there are three different types, right? Three different strands of hydrokon. Right? At the hydrokon, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. How does it? Hydrokon. Okay? Hey, there are three different types. Shall avera of the hydrokon that comes about because you did avera, that's where your skin becomes very thick. Vishal ra of tapuach, the hydrokon that comes because of hunger, is symbolized by, it shows the swelling of the body, I guess. And shall kshaf him, and the hydrokon that is brought about by, I don't know, by magic or witchcraft, that's duck. That's characterized by the fact that the skin gets thin. I'm not sure what that means. I guess the skin gets weak. Okay, so Gemara now tells us of certain Amorayim who actually got the disease. Shmuel HaKatan Chashbei. Shmuel HaKatan once had hydrokon. Amar Ribono Shel Olam, and he says, Master of the World, Mi Mafis. I mean, who's going to, Mi Mafis, Rashi says Mi Mafis means that people aren't going to know why I got hydrokon. People are going to think I got it because I did an Avera or some of that. And they maybe don't know because I was hungry or I got the other one. I don't know why they would do that. They have different, there are different symptoms. But he says, so itase. So after he davened that, he became cured. Abaye Chashbei, Abaye also got it. Amar Rabba says, Yadona Bebe Nachmeni. I know about Nachmeni. Nachmeni is really Abaye's real name. Machlok is why, if his name is Nachmeni, if he was named after Rava's father, I think, or if he was Mamish Rava's nephew or something like that. But he had the same name as Rava's father, right? And therefore Rava couldn't call him by his father's name, so he called him Abaye as a hint, or that he was actually Rava, right? Rava raised him, right? I said Rava, sorry. He was raised by Rava. Rava Bar Nachmeni was who he was raised by. So he couldn't call him Nachmeni, so he called him Abaye. There is other shita that says that maybe that he was actually Rava's nephew, so he actually was named after Rava. Okay, so he says Yadana Bebe Nachmeni de Machbi Nafshei. I know about Abaye that he doesn't eat. Right, he the machvin nafshe, he deprives himself. So therefore, no one should assume that he got the hadrakan from the averos. He must have gotten it because he didn't eat. So Rava Chashbei, Rava also got it. The Gemara says, well, v'ha Rava hu da amar nefishe ketile kader magifin kafin. Rava says nefishe ketile kedar minachi kafin, which means there are more people who die by pots, which means they die that they're hungry or they're swelled, hungry, right? Then they die, right? Sorry, the more people die by the pots, right? From those who are swelled through hunger. I don't know what that means exactly, but I guess Rav is saying, right, that that the pots, he says here, are the intestinal tract. So he says that more people die from, I guess, intestinal disease from hunger. So Rav knew, that what would bring about hydrokon, and nevertheless, he didn't guard himself from doing that. He got it also, so why didn't he eat? Why didn't he go to the bathroom? Why didn't he take care of himself? So where's the Shani Rav, the Ansi Le Rabban, but he did about Albut Korche. He was, you know, he was Orche Betzarche Tzibur all the time, and he didn't have enough time necessarily, I guess, to go to the bathroom, and therefore he got sick. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, learned in a Braisa, Arba'a Simonim Heim. There are four things that are indicators of, you know, of bad behavior, right? Simon Laveira Hidrokan. So it's Simon of Aveira. Aveira usually means Gilarias, is Hidrokan. Simon Lasina Schimam Yerokan. Someone who does who practices sinas chimam gets yirokon, which I think means jaundice. Right, that's what they say. Simon legasas ruach anios. somebody who's arrogant, he's going to be an ani. They point out ach anios means here that he's an ani in divrei Torah. Right? I think that's what he meant. Simon legasas ruach anios on the bottom line of Rashi says beperik ish mekadesh mefarish my anios anios to Torah. He doesn't understand. He has no. His lack of Torah. Simon lashon hara askara, and somebody who speaks lashon hara will get the disease of askara. That's something that's a disease in the throat. So Tana Rabbanan, we want to say askara bal olam. Askara only comes to the world al hamaiser because people didn't keep the truma sa maiser, right? So they don't get it. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yossi says al lashon hara comes about because of lashon hara. So Amar Rava of Itaim Rav Yoshua ben Levi Maikara. What's the pasuk? I guess that teaches us that's why you get askara. Pasuk says Vamelech Yismach Belohim Yishalel Kol Hanishba Bo Ki Yisacher. That's the askara. B.P. Dovrei Sheker. Yisacher will get askara. Those who speak Sheker. Those who speak Lashon Hara. I guess it's interesting because they're using Dovrei Sheker and throughout the Gemara. They say the Lashon Hara doesn't mean Sheker. As we know, Lashon Hara doesn't mean something true. But the pasuk they're quoting and saying that you get Askara for Dovrei Sheker, which seems to indicate that they're only speaking about, which is more like tail bearing, Rechilus. Don't know. Okay, Ibailuhu. They ask the following question. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi says that you get Askara for the Lashon Hara. Did he say it's Al Lashon Hara Kamar? He said you only get it because of Lashon Hara? Odilma Afa Lashon Hara Nami Kamar. Or you get it also because of Lashon Hara. Meaning not only do you get it because you violated the Trumas and Maestros. Like the Trumas and Maestros and violating that also, I guess it's Midah Kneged Midah because you're putting in your mouth things that aren't appropriate. So till you get the Askara. When Elazar Rabbi Yossi says that you get it for Lashon Hara, does that mean only for Lashon Hara or also because of Lashon Hara? So now we're going to bring a long brisa, and eventually we'll get to the answer. So Tana Rabbanan, we'll learn from the following brisa. Kishenichnasu Rabosein leKeren B'Yavde. So when the Chachamim left Yerushalayim, right before the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, Rav Yochanan and Zakkai led all the Chachamim into Yavne, right? Tainly Yavne v'Chachamel. So when they went to Keren B'Yavde and they started sitting in rows, right? They sat in the vineyard, and they sat in the rows over there. So then they went to the vineyard in Yavne. Hayasham Rabbi Yehuda. So amongst the people who came with him, there's Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. So he's Rabbi Yehuda, right? So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi. That's our Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi. We're trying to prove what he says. V'Rav Shimon, so Rav Shimon Yochai, so Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon are always, you know, they're a pair, they're together. So Nishla Shela Zobifnehem. So the following question was asked in front of them. It says Maka Zo, this disease of Askara, I guess people were suffering from it. Why does it start out in the insides of a person and ends, you know, the symptom then completes itself by affecting the mouth? So Na'ana Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi, Rosh HaMedarim B'chol Makom Amar. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, who was appointed the one who should speak first by everybody, the Gemara is going to get to that in a moment, why he gets up and speaks first, he says, Afal Pisha Kloyosu Atzos, even though the kidneys are advised, right? The idea is that we say, in the Gemara, always in the Kaz of Gemara, they thought that advice, that the kidneys were ones who provided, you know, advice for the body, right? Afal Pisha Kloyosu Yotzos, the Lev Mevin, and the heart understands, V'loshon Michatech, and then the tongue actually speaks the words, Pegomer, it's the mouth that concludes the process of the speech. That's why the askara hits in the mouth. Ne'na Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, or Lazar Rabbi Yossi second, comes up and says, Mipnesha ochlima dvarim tameyim. The reason why askara goes in the mouth is because they eat dvarim tameyim. So therefore you see right away from here, Lazar Rabbi Yossi gives another reason for askara. So when he says Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara is one of the reasons why askara comes. It's not the only reason. Right, dvarim tameim sakal kasal gadaitach. Now we really enter your mind to think that eating non-kosher things leads to the punishment of askara. Askara causes death, I guess, and there's no death penalty for eating non-kosher. Right, there's no for non-kosher food. So the Gemara says, no ela sheochlim about dvarim she'ena misukanim. It's when you eat in your mouth, people eat things that are not mitukan. They don't have to take trumas and maisos taken off properly. Therefore, that's our answer. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says af al lashon hara, but he agrees that even if you're not eating trumas and maisos, you'll get askara. So Nana Rabbi Shimon v'Amar. No, it ends in the mouth because that's the death part. That's the end, I guess. That's the chumrah part. No, but there's the avera is to eat the dvar batalim. The avera is in the mouth. I don't know, if someone opens up your belly and puts in the Dvarim Tumeim, I don't think you have an Aveira. The Aveira is the eating. So it's the mouth that's doing the Aveira. That's how I thought. I don't know. Okay, so Nen Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai gets up in typical Rav Shimon Bar Yochai fashion. He says, Bavon Bittul Torah. Asker comes because of neglecting Bittul Torah. So he said to him, wait a second. If Asker comes to Bittul Torah, what about Amrlo, Nashim Yochichu? What about women? Women who aren't Chayav in Limud Torah, they also get Askerah. So he says, Shemavakal says Baalayim. They don't let their husbands learn. I don't know. That's one. So then he says, what about Nachrim Yochichu? But non-Jews will prove you wrong because they also don't have Lechiyav to learn Torah. And nevertheless, we see that they also get Askara. He says, I don't know why this isn't a question only a question on Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It should be a question also on everybody else. I mean, non-Jews are also not Lechiyav to eat, to separate Shumus and Maisos. All right, so he says, Shemevatlim es Yisrael, because they get the disease because they cause the Jews to not learn Torah. What about Tinokos Yochichu? Young children will prove you wrong. They also get Askara. Why do they get? I mean, same thing. They also, okay. So he says, Shemavatnas Naviyam, because they caused their fathers to stop learning. I guess they bother their fathers so much, they caused them not to learn. What about Tinokos Shaves Rabban Yochichu? But the school children, they do study Torah, and yet they also get Askara. So Gemara says, okay, no, Hasam Ki De Rebbe Gurion. In the case of Tinos Rabbeik Rabbanon, the reason why they get Askara is based on what Rav Gurion explained. Then Rav Gurion says, V'yitem Rav Yosef Rav Shamya, V'zman she tzadikim ador, when you in a generation where you have tzadikim, tzadikim nispasim al ador. So the righteous people are the ones who suffer for the generation. Ain't tzadikim ador, when there are no righteous people in that generation, Tinoko Shabbeis Rabbanon nispasim al ador. It's the school children who suffer for that generation, which is very, very, very difficult. That the school children, the young innocent school children, are going to suffer for the generation. That's why they get askara. And what's the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Amar Yitzchak bar Ze'iri ve'Amrila Amar of Shimon ben Nizira." Mikra. What's the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Where is this?" I think it's in Shir Shirim. The pasuk is Shir Shirim. The pasuk says, "Mikra." The pasuk says, "Im lo tidi loch hayafah ben Hashim tziilach beikve hatzon." Right. So it says tziilach beikve hatzon. The pasuk continues, "Uri'i." Es gidosayich al mishkanos haroim. So the gidosayich are the kids, the young kids, and mishkanos haroim. Right? Varmina giduyim hamushachin al roim. That the kids are collateral for the shepherds. The shepherds are tumei chachamim, and the young children are collateral. Again, I don't know what that means for the shepherds. So either the shepherds, which are the tzaddikim, or the young children are going to suffer for the generation for that generation, and that's why Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says. The Tinoko Shobes Rabbanon, even though they learn, can get Askara. But whole Brisa, whole difficult Brisa, comes to show Shema Mina from Velazer Ben Rav Yosei, who said that Askara comes, when he said that Askara comes because of Lashon Hara, it's Afa Lashon Hara. He says even for Lashon Hara, Shema Mina, because he also said here that Askara comes because of eating Dvarim Shalom Tukanim. So now, Umar S, they said, called Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, they called him Vamai Karmel Rosh Medarim Duchal Makam. Why was he called the one who speaks, the first speaker in every place? Now we get maybe Marcel, the most famous Gemara in all of Shas, the Gemara of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and the cave. So let's go. V'yasi Rav Shimon, V'yasi Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, because Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon were sitting. V'yasi Yehuda ben Gim Gabayu, and Yehuda ben Gim was sitting near them. Pasach Rav Yehuda v'Amar, Yehuda gets up and he says, Kama noyim aseim shel umozo. How amazing are what this nation, meaning the Romans who ruled there, you saw the time, how amazing are what they do. Tiknu shvakim, right? The Romans were known for tremendous public works, their aqueducts and their roads and everything like that. So he says, how amazing is a ton of tiknu shvakim they made throughout the land. They made these marketplaces, tiknu sharim, they made bridges, tiknu mechatzos, they made all these bathhouses. So he praised the Romans. Rav Yossi shasak. Rav Yossi became quiet, but Rav Shimon Bar Yochai could not be quiet. And then Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he got up and he said, Kol masha tiknu lo tiknu lo tzorach atzman. Whatever they did, you have to look at the intent, which I think it may be, right? You have to look at the intent. Rav Shimon says you have to look at the intent. And on Shabbos, you have to look at the intent. The intent was not to do malacha. So to here, you have to look at the intent of the Romans. The Romans' intent was not to do this for anybody else. Their intent was for themselves. And Yehuda says, just look at the action. Look what the Romans did. It's amazing. And on Shabbos also, forget the intent. Look at the action. You drag the thing across the ground. It made a charetz. Yechayev. I don't know, maybe. Maybe it's l'shitasam. So he says, so, yeah. Who? The Romans? I think they did it. Everything they do is for their own benefit. He says, they made the marketplace in order to have the prostitutes. They made the bathhouses in order to beautify their own themselves. And they built the bridges in order to collect tolls so they can collect taxes and make everyone pay. So Yehuda ben Gerim is Sipa Devarim. So Yehuda ben Gerim, Machlokas over here, is when he actually told the Romans or when he told the story to people. And it came out to the Romans. Yehuda ben Gerim went and he told what the exchange was between these Tanayim. And eventually it came to the authorities heard Amru, and they said, Yehuda she'ilo, Yehuda, who said that the Romans were good, he praised the Romans, Yisala, he also should be praised. Therefore he becomes the one who speaks first. Yossi she'sasak, Yossi was quiet, Yigalo Tzipori, he goes, he has to be put into exile to the town of Tzipori, which eventually is where the Sanhedrin went. And Shimon Shagina, and Shimon who, you know, he spoke badly about the Romans, Yahari, he should be executed. So there's a bounty, a death warrant on Shimon Yochai. So Azalhu Bere Tosha B'Midrasha, so upon hearing this, Shimon Yochai, the son of Elazar, they run in the hide in the base medrash. The base medrash, again, were in the fields. So Kol Yom HaVimaisa Libisayu Rifta V'Chusa D'Mayim V'Charchi. So every day, Rav Shimon's wife would bring them bread and some water, and they would eat it, and that's how they would survive. He talked to Gizarta. I guess they couldn't find him, so now they really, I guess they upped the bounty. So they started hunting them for more. So Amalei Lebrei, Rav Shimon says to his son, Nashim Daitan Kalan Alehen, the minds of women are easily persuaded. I guess he was afraid that his wife would give them up. Maybe they're going to torture her, and she'll reveal to them where we're hiding. So Azlu Toshu Marasa, they then hid themselves in the cave. Ischarish Nisan, a miracle happened. Equally, Churba Va'ani Damaya, and they had a carob tree and water that was created for them. That's all they were showing. That people ask, how could they eat from the carob tree right away? Don't you have to have, you know, Orla and Netter Ravai? How do they eat right away? All right. So Vahavu Masachim Minayu. So they would take off their clothing, right? And they would sit covered in the sand up to their necks. Kula Yom Megarsi, and they would learn all day long. They would learn, but Eden Sluye. But when it came time to daven, Lovshu Mixayu Matzlu, they would then get dressed and daven. But when they finished, Hadar Mashalchim Inayu, then they would return and take off their clothing, put themselves in the sand, Kihechlo Livlu, so that their clothing wouldn't wear out. Like I said, there was only a piece of clothing they had, so they wanted to wear out. So only when they came to daven, they would get up. Tosos earlier in the Masechta asked, what are they daven for? Doesn't Rav Shimon Bar Chaya say you're not supposed to? He says you're leaving Chaya Shah, you know, you're leaving, you know, Chay Olam for Chaya Shah. The Tosos other answers, that's only, that was talking about Shon Esrei, but here it's talking about when they say daven, they're talking about Kriya Shema. Okay. So Esfu Trisin the Shem of the Marasa, they were 12 years in the cave. Asi Eliyahu v'kama pitcha the Marasa, and Eliyahu came out at the mouth of the cave. Amar, he says, Man Lord by Yochai demis Kesar. Who's going to tell Yochai, I guess Rav Yochai, Shem by Yochai, that the Caesar has died, Ubatu Gzeritayu, and that decree is gone, and they can come out. So enough goes for Shem by Yochai, and the son heard this, and they came out. Chazu Inchus, they came back into civilization. They had a tough time adjusting, right? So they saw the Karvei Vizari. They saw people were plowing, and that people were sowing, that they were dealing with mundane matters. So Amar, they were upset. These people, they're leaving Chai Olam and they're dealing with Chai Shah. Why aren't they learning? So Kol Mokum Shnos Nemeinayim Miyad Nisraf, and they would just, you know, it's like the event, you know, the Marvel comics. Any place that their eyes would look, they would burn everything up. So Yotze Baskel Amar Lahem. So Baskel came out and says, LaHachriv Olam Yosasim. You came out from your hiding spot in order to destroy the world. Chizlam Arasim, go back to your cave. So they went back. Hadar Ozdam, back to the cave. Esu Tracy Yachrishata, and they sat there for another 12 months. Amri, at that point, they said to themselves, Mishpat Rishon B'Gehenim Shnei Masar Chodesh, what we did was bad. The judgment for people who are evil is 12 months. So 12 months have passed. Maybe the fact that we were sentenced to come here for 12 months expires. So Yotzu Baskel V'Amra Baskel Mount says, Sumi Raseichem, come out from your cave. That's why one of the sources why we only say Kaddish for 11 months, not for 12 months, is because you don't want people to think that they're in Gehenim, because people Gehenim for 12 months. So we finished Kaddish a month early, so no one thinks that the mace was in Gehenim. So Nafku, they came out from the cave. It says Kol Heichad Havimachi Rav Elazar, and everywhere that Rav Elazar would look, Rav Elazar would destroy. So Havimasi Rav Shimon, but Rav Shimon would then heal it. So Amalos, or Rav Shimon says to his son, Bini Daila Olam Aniva Ata. It's enough that the world has Torah scholars like me and you. No one else has to be Torah scholars. You can, you know, simmer down, calm down. You don't have to destroy everything in your path. Okay. Bahade Panya Demali Shabso. So that night it was Friday, and then so it came time for Shabbos. Chazur Usaba to have a Naki Tre Madoni Asa. He found an old man who was holding on to two hadasim, right, two myrtles. The Roi Ben Shmasos. He's running home with them as it became Ben Shmasos. I became Shabbos. So Amalei said to him, Hani Lamalach, why do you need these two hadasim? So Amalehu, he said to him, Lechavod Shabbos. I need it for Kavod Shabbos. So they asked him, Batiska Lechachad. You could, one would be enough. So he said, no, chakin ege zachar, chakin ege shamor. Once for zachar, once for shamor. Some people say that's the minute where you light two candles for Shabbos, zachar for shamor, like these two myrtle branches. Amalei levrei, so Shimon then says to his son, after he heard this, chazei kama chavivim mitzvos al Yisrael, see how beloved mitzvos are to bnei Yisrael, yasu daitayu. And they calmed down. They saw that people, they do what they do, but they still love mitzvos. Shamor Pinchas bar Yair chasnei. So eventually, Pinchas ben Yair, you want to, someone's saying something. Okay, whoever's saying something froze, so if you get back, please interject. So, Shamir Rav Pinchas ben Yari Chasnei. So it says here that Rav Pinchas ben Yari, who's Rav Shimon's son-in-law, but elsewhere some people say that he's Rav Shimon's father-in-law. Anyway, he's related through marriage. And he went out to greet Yochanan ben Rav Shimon ben Zakkai. So he brought him into the bathhouse, and he was massaging, I guess, the flesh of Shimon bar Yochai. And he saw, I guess, that there was very dry skin, right? So he had these cracks in his skin. So seeing all that, how painful they must have been, so Rav Pinchas starts to cry. So the tears, which are salty, they fell down, and they fell upon on the cracks of Shimon's skin, and it caused him to cry in pain. So Amar lo, so therefore Pinchas Meyar said to either his father or his son-in-law, you know, woe is to me if it's seeing you like this. So Shimon said to him, no, you're fortunate that you see me like this. Had you not, had this not happened to me, had you not seen me in this agony, in this pain, right? You also would not have found within me all the Torah that I now know from learning for 13 years. Because the Mikara, because originally, when Shimon Yochai would ask a question, having further, Rav Pinchas ben Yair were able to answer him with 12 possible answers. But after this whole episode, when Pinchas ben Yair would ask a question, having further, Rav Shimon Yochai asked him for Rav Shimon Yochai had double the amount of answers for him. He would answer 24 possible answers. Amar, so now let's finish up. Amar, Rav Shimon says, this is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, since a miracle happened to me, I should go do something beneficial for the community. Something great happened to me, good happened to me. Let me pay it forward and do something for the community. The pasuk says, by Yavo Yaakov Shalim, Yaakov arrived to Shechem full, right? He was intact. Lamar wasn't mean Shalim, Vamarav Shalim Bekufo, his body was full, intact. Shalim Mamono, he had all his money. Shalim Betoroso, he had all his Torah. Vayichan es Pnei Ir. And immediately after that, it says that he set up his camp right before the city. And Amar Rav says, I guess he established some sort of currency for the city. Ushmuel Amar Shvakim Tikin Lehem, he established the marketplaces for them. Rav Yochan Amar Merchatzos Tikin Lehem, that he made the bathhouses for them. So we see that Yaakov expressed his thanks. It's Hakaras HaTov. We do Hakaras HaTov. When something good happens to you, you pass it forward, you do something good for somebody else. So Amar, so therefore Shimon said, I can just do something also. So Amar, Ika Milsa Bala Tekune, is there something here that needs to be fixed? Amrali, they said to him, yeah, Ika Duchta de Isbe Sfik Tuma. There's a certain place in this area that it's a suffix, well, there's Tame there, and I guess it's difficult for the Kohanim, Islu Tsar, the Kohanim Laf Kakufe, and it's difficult for the Kohanim to go around that area because we don't know where that mace is. So Amar, so Shimon Rechai, I guess, took it upon himself to try to fix it. So Amar, Shimon says, Ika Inish Diyodi Tchazik Hakatara, is there somebody here who knew at any point in time when there was a chazaka that this place was Tahor? So Amrele Husabos, this elderly person, says to him, yeah, Kan Kitzes Ben Zakai Turmisei Truma. I remember somewhere over here that Rav Yochanan Ben Zakai used to cut, I don't know what Turmisei are, they used to cut something of Truma, some sort of thing that was Truma. So therefore, I guess must be Tahor over here, because otherwise he wouldn't have cut the Truma here. So we have the chazaka from Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So what does Shimon Yochai do? So Avi Unami Hachi. So I guess he did the same thing. He cut everything up there. Kol Hechad Avi Kasha, and he walked around the ground. And every place where the ground was hard, Tahare, he said it was Tahor. Kol Hechad Avi Rafa, and any place the ground was soft, which he just assumed there was a grave there where it was soft, Sayone, he marked it off as Tameh. So now the Kohanim knew where to walk and where not to walk. So Amar Husava, so afterwards the same elderly gentleman who told him that there was a chazaka at the time as Rav Yochanan Zakkai, he said to him, Tir ben Yochai Beis HaKvaros, we're ridiculous ben Yochai, you just made a cemetery tahor. So he basically, he argued with him. So Amar Lo, so Shimon ben Yochai says to him, wait a second, Il Mali Lo Yisi Imanu, had you not been with us when we started this, even if you were with us, but you hadn't been counted among us, and Yofa Ata Amar, at the moment, if you were with us, you could have argued with me. You had the opportunity, you could have argued with me. But now, Achshav Shayisa Imanu. And that you were with us. Vimni Nesimanu, and you were counted among us. I mean, words, and you also said that this is going, that you also agreed with us at the time. And now, post facto, you're arguing with me. Yomru Mafrikasozozo. Yomru Zonos Mafrikasozo. Tamil Chamil Kol Shekain. Even the prostitutes braid each other's hair. I mean, even the prostitutes support each other. And now the Tadmidi Chachamim are not going to support each other. I mean, you can argue with me at the time. We can have a discussion and a conversation. But once the psak is made and you were there, you can't now come afterwards and start arguing and say, oh, I think that you made a mistake. So that's a bad thing. So what does he do? So Shimon looked at him and the guy died. Okay. So then Rav Shimon gets to the marketplace. So he gets Yehuda, he sees Yehuda ben Gerim, who started this whole process to begin with, because he was the one who told the Romans. So Amar Shimon says, "A dying Yishlo Zeba Olam, is this person still in the world?" So he killed him. He put his eyes upon him, and he turned him into a heap of bones. So this whole thing was brought, this whole famous Gemara is brought just to prove why Rav Yehuda Bar Ilai is called the Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. And the whole story of Shimon Yochai is just to show that that's why Yehuda Bar Ilai was the one who was given the tzchus by the Romans to speak first in front of everybody. Okay. We'll stop here. Everyone have a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Have a wonderful Yontif. Sleep well. Eat well. All right, everyone should be healthy, and we'll pick up. Menachem has all the dapim up, so and enjoy. Nick, are you on the chat? We got to get him on the chat. Do you want to send me your contact info? 516-317-1498. Yeah, I'm not gonna put them up. So I'll add you to the chat, and I'll forward them again to the chat so you have them. Yeah, you got a good job to everyone. Okay, yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And Mesulis Mishamer is based off of Pichas Ben Yair anyway, so you nailed it again on the spot. That's right. Yeah, makes him to Atzamos. I don't know. I wrote that down as a question. I don't know what the difference is. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, if he makes him into... Mishamer should have Aliyah. All right. Shiva's over today. Okay, shkoyach, everyone.